When you hear the words AI and photography in the same sentence, I bet I know exactly where your mind goes.
Probably straight to the controversy, right?
Yeah, exactly. You probably think of those controversial AI-generated images or entirely fake landscapes, or maybe that automated editing software that just swaps out a gray sky for a perfect sunset with a single click.
Right.
And honestly, that makes total sense. That is where all the noise is right now. But today, we are completely ignoring the pixels. We are not touching the art itself.
Which I imagine is a huge relief for a lot of working photographers listening to this. Mm. Because the real revolution for you as a business owner isn't actually happening inside the image file at all.
No, it's not.
It is happening entirely in the background.
Yes. Today's deep dive is all about the back office power of artificial intelligence. We're unpacking a really dense, just incredibly insightful piece of source material today called The AI Business Strategist for Professional Photographers.
It's a great read.
It really is. And the mission here is simple. We're looking at how AI can become your high-level strategist, your administrative assistant, and even your legal reviewer,
yep,
all without ever touching a camera.
And if we just step back and connect this to the bigger picture, the true value of AI for photographers right now is really about buying back time. It's about preserving your mental bandwidth.
Yeah, because burnout is so real.
It's famously exhausting.
Yeah.
Running a photography business means you have to wear every single hat. You are the marketer, the accountant, the legal team,
the customer service rep,
and the janitor.
Mm-hmm.
But by handing all those administrative hats over to an AI, you buy back the time to actually focus on the human element of your art, which, frankly, is the only thing a machine cannot do.
I love that framing. So let's start at the very beginning of the client journey, the front door of your business. Okay, let's unpack this. Segment one is all about client acquisition and those crucial first impressions. The source material outlines how you can actually use AI as a highly intelligent lead magnet tool by connecting it directly to your intake forms. But how does that practically work? If someone fills out a contact form on my website, how is AI getting involved there?
Well, usually that inquiry just sits in your inbox.
Yeah.
Until you finish your current shoot and actually have time to sit down and read it.
Yeah, which could be hours or days.
Exactly. But with AI integrated into your workflow, and this is often through simple automation tools that just connect your website form to an AI processor, it instantly evaluates the prospect's answers the second they hit submit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it generates this warm, highly customized first pass response based on their specific venue or their date, so the client feels immediately heard and valued.
Instead of just getting that generic, I'll get back to you in 48 hours auto reply.
Precisely.
That makes a ton of sense. But the best part of this, and this is actually my favorite analogy from the text, is that it acts like a secret bouncer for your business.
Yes, the bouncer concept is brilliant.
It doesn't just reply to the client, it privately scores that lead for you. Behind the scenes, the AI looks at the budget they selected, it checks their Pinterest mood board link to see if their needs actually fit your specific editing style, and it actively flags potential red flags.
Before you even open the email.
Right. You get a private notification saying, you know, this lead scored an 8 out of 10 on budget, but their timeline is completely unrealistic. You know exactly what kind of inquiry you are dealing with before you expend any emotional energy on it.
It's a massive time saver, especially during busy booking seasons.
Mm.
But that is really just inbound marketing. What's fascinating here is how it completely changes the game for outbound marketing, too, especially if you are pitching to commercial clients or bigger brands.
Oh, yeah. The text highlights a tool called Perplexity for this, right?
It does.
Okay, but wait. If I'm pitching a major commercial brand, my biggest fear is sounding like a generic robot. How does the AI actually know what to pitch without me spending hours, like, feeding it information about the brand?
That's exactly why the source emphasizes live web tools like Perplexity. For those who haven't used it, think of it as a hybrid between a standard AI and a search engine.
Okay.
Instead of just relying on its internal static memory, it actively scours the live internet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can deploy it as a dedicated research assistant to hunt down real contact emails for decision makers at those big brands.
All right.
And it can research the prospect's recent activity. So maybe it reads a press release from yesterday saying they just launched a new outdoor gear line or they opened a new location right in your city.
Oh, wow. So it's looking at what they are doing right now, today.
Right. And then in parallel, It drafts a highly personalized cold outreach pitch based on that specific up-to-date research.
That's incredible.
It essentially levels the playing field. It allows an independent solo photographer to execute the kind of targeted, relevant outbound marketing that used to require a whole dedicated sales team.
That is huge for commercial prospects. But let's say you're just focusing on your own content creation to drive leads. You don't want to do cold outreach, you just want to post better content. The Source breaks down this specific five-layer framework for remixing marketing copy that really stood out to me.
It's a brilliant way to structure a prompt.
It is, because it removes that generic robotic tone that people usually associate with AI writing. The layers are role, context, task, format, and constraints.
You want to give an example of how that sounds?
Yeah, let's actually put that five-layer framework into action. You don't just open the AI and type, hey, write a tweet about spring minis.
Right, that gets you terrible results.
Exactly. Instead, using the framework, you say, act as a luxury family photographer, that's the role. I am launching a high-end spring mini session in Central Park, that's context. Write a promotional email to my VIP client, list the task. Format it as a short three-paragraph letter of the format. And finally, do not use emojis or the word discount, which are your constraints.
And by providing those strict parameters, the output is actually usable right out of the gate.
Exactly. And the real magic is remixing. You give the AI that single promotion idea using those five layers, and you ask it to instantly remix it into three completely distinct pieces of content.
Just from that one prompt.
Yep. It spits out a polished, professional LinkedIn post focused on the value of family legacy, then a casual, friendly email to your past client list, and a snappy visual tweet. You get perfectly tailored messaging for different audiences across different platforms without having to stare at a blank page and write three separate drafts.
Which is incredibly efficient. But, you know, getting leads is really only half the battle.
Oh, for sure.
If your underlying business model is broken, getting more clients just means burning out faster.
Mm-hmm.
And the source material goes into something they call the boardroom level, which I think is where photographers will see the most structural benefit.
Yes, welcome to the boardroom. Okay. This is where we look at high-level strategy and really bulletproofing your operations. The source details how you can actually prompt an AI to act as a senior business strategist. Now, I have to admit, I was a little skeptical at first.
Understandably.
I mean, how does a language model invent a pricing structure for a local photography market it doesn't physically live in?
It's a very fair question.
Yeah.
The AI doesn't inherently know the nuances of your local town's economy, but it understands business frameworks and mathematics better than almost anyone. You aren't just asking it for generic ideas.
Right.
You feed it your historical data, your current expenses, your average booking rate, your target income, and you ask it to model entirely new structures based on that reality.
So I could say, I'm burning out shooting 40 weddings a year for $3,000 each. Give me three alternative business models that hit the exact same revenue but require fewer weekends.
Precisely. And it might come back with a subscription-based model for recurring brand work, or maybe a high-ticket, low-volume elopement model. But the key here is the evaluation phase.
Okay.
You don't just want to brainstorm. You want analysis. You ask the AI to score those new approaches based on their potential impact versus their feasibility for a solo business owner.
That makes sense.
And then you can have it build out a concrete, step-by-step 12-month roadmap to actually execute the winning strategy. You are essentially getting access to high-level management consulting tailored specifically to the constraints of your business on demand.
That roadmap feature is incredible. But yeah, the part that really made me stop and think was how it handles stress testing those plans.
Oh, the assumption hunter.
Yes. Let's say you've decided on that new strategy or you're about to launch that new spring mini session service we talked about earlier. Before you make it public, you can use what the text calls the assumption hunter framework.
This is perhaps one of the most powerful applications of AI we've seen for entrepreneurs. What's fascinating here is the mechanics of it. You take your entire launch plan, your pricing, your marketing schedule, your location, logistics, your ad spend, and you paste the whole thing into the AI.
And you don't ask it to tell you how smart you are. You ask it to absolutely tear the plan apart.
Yes. You instruct the AI to list every single assumption your plan relies on. It reads your mini session plan and might point out, you know, you are assuming the weather will be perfect for 3 days straight.
Right.
Or you're assuming that your past clients will automatically rebook at a 20% higher price point.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're assuming you can physically edit 40 galleries in a 5-day turnaround window without burning out.
Oh, yeah.
It lists all the assumptions, rates the risk level of each one high, medium, or low, and then crucially, suggests specific mitigations.
So for the weather assumption, it might suggest, hey, secure a secondary indoor studio space on a refundable deposit just in case. It forces you to look at your own blind spots before they cost you money, or worse, your reputation with clients.
It is essentially a masterclass in critical thinking and risk management applied directly to your daily operations.
Okay, so we've got the front door sorted. We've had our boardroom strategy session. Now we need to head into the back office.
The unglamorous stuff.
The unglamorous stuff? Admin, financials, and legal. Honestly, admin work is the absolute worst part of the job. It's like having a kitchen full of dirty dishes after cooking a beautiful meal. You loved making the art, but the cleanup is agonizing.
It really is.
The text outlines how to offload this administrative busy work using 24/7 admin and CRM automation. But I'm a bit skeptical here. How much of this can actually be put on autopilot without me constantly having to monitor it to make sure it didn't break?
More than you'd think, provided you use the right tools. The source specifically mentions no-code automation tools like Tasklet.
Okay.
And no-code just means you don't need to be a software developer to use them. They have very simple visual interfaces. These tools basically sit between your email inbox and your customer relationship management software, like Dubsado or Honeybook.
So they act as a bridge.
Exactly. And the beauty of these scheduled AI tasks is that they run entirely in the cloud. They don't need you to be sitting at your computer with the software open. You can set up triggers so that at a specific time, say 2:00 a.m. every single day, the AI automatically reads your overwhelming inbox.
While you're sleeping.
While you sleep. It pulls the important data from those client emails, it updates the project files in your CRM, and it triages incoming inquiries into distinct folders based on urgency. When you wake up, the organization is already done.
I can literally feel my blood pressure lowering just thinking about it. But what about the really heavy data, the financial tracking? Photographers generate massive amounts of data over the years.
That is where it gets highly technical, but incredibly useful. Right. The source text provides a specific workaround for dealing with massive amounts of data. Let's say you have huge spreadsheets of business expenses from the last 5 years or massive client booking histories.
Yeah.
If you just try to upload a 50 megabyte CSV spreadsheet into a standard AI chat window, the system will often just crash or tell you the file's too large.
I've actually had that happen. So what's the workaround? Where am I putting this data?
The workaround is to compress those massive CSV files into standard zip files before you upload them to the AI interface. Standard AI platforms can accept the zip file, and they will internally unzip and chunk the data piece by piece to bypass their own memory limits.
That's so smart.
It allows the system to analyze massive data sets for long-term trends without crashing.
I see. So I could upload my zipped expense reports from the last 3 years and ask it to figure out exactly what month I historically book the most commercial jobs, or maybe where my software subscription expenses are slowly creeping up without me noticing.
Precisely. And you can take it a step further by using AI add-ins directly inside of programs like Microsoft Excel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Instead of trying to remember complex spreadsheet formulas like VLOOP or pivot tables, you could just ask the AI a natural language question. You can type directly into the spreadsheet, did I hit my budget target for Q3? Or ask it to build a financial forecast for the next 6 months based on your current booking rate. It just does the math for you.
That is amazing. But here's where it gets really interesting, though. Legal protection.
Yes.
We all know how scary it is to receive a dense 15-page contract or a non-disclosure agreement from a big commercial client. You either cross your fingers and sign it blindly, or you pay a lawyer a lot of money to read it.
Right.
The text introduces things like the Cowork Legal plugin for reviewing contracts. But I have to pause you there because this feels risky. If I'm uploading a commercial NDA to an AI to review, aren't I technically violating that very NDA by sharing a confidential document with a third-party server?
That is a brilliant point, and it is the single most important caveat when using AI for legal or back-office tasks. You are absolutely right. If you use a free, consumer-grade version of an AI, your inputs are often used to train their future models.
Which is a huge breach of privacy.
Exactly. You should never, ever upload a client's confidential NDA or proprietary data to a free AI tool.
So how do we actually do this safely?
You have to use the enterprise tiers of these tools, or specific legal AI software that utilizes secure APIs with strict zero data retention policies. These paid professional tiers guarantee in their terms of service that your data is encrypted, is not used for training, and is deleted immediately after the session.
Okay, that makes me feel much better.
And once you have that secure environment set up, the capability is just astounding. You upload the contract, and the AI reviews it clause by clause.
The source mentions a color-coded system for this, right?
Yes. It uses a traffic light system that makes a 15-page legal document incredibly easy to digest. Green means the clause is standard industry practice and generally safe. Yellow means it is unusual or heavily favors the client and needs your manual review.
And red.
Red flags are dangerous clauses like an unlimited perpetuity copyright buyout you weren't expecting that you absolutely need to push back on.
And it gets even more personalized than just general law. The text says you can actually upload your own playbook of standard terms. Yeah. So let's say you have strict boundaries about copyright ownership, or you require a minimum 14-day turnaround time for commercial edits. The AI doesn't just check the contract against general legal standards. It checks the contract against your specific business rules. It ensures that your personal boundaries are being respected before you ever put a pen to paper.
It gives an independent photographer the confidence to negotiate with major clients because you actually understand what you are agreeing to. You aren't just guessing anymore.
Exactly. Okay, we're moving into the final segment of our deep dive. We've called this the mirror because it is all about brutally honest growth and accountability.
A very necessary mirror.
Let's say you are updating your website and you need to rewrite your About Me page or draft a new blog post. We all know how hard it is to evaluate our own writing. Photographers are visual people. We often hate writing about ourselves. We end up writing things like, I've had a camera in my hand since I was 5 and I love coffee and natural light.
We are usually far too close to the material to see its flaws, and we fall back on those industry cliches.
Right. So instead of just running your draft through a basic spell check to fix typos, the source suggests asking the AI to act as a ruthless editor. You give it your draft and tell it to be merciless. It doesn't just fix commas. You ask it to list the top 5 structural or tonal weaknesses in the piece.
And it does not hold back.
No. It might come back and say, weakness 1. This opening is a cliche used by 10,000 other photographers. Weakness 2. You sound slightly desperate for bookings in the second paragraph. Weakness 3. You spent 4 paragraphs talking about yourself, but you never actually told the client what value you provide to them.
Which can definitely sting a little to read, but it is exactly what we need to hear. And then it completely rewrites the page for you, addressing those specific flaws.
Yes. But the real value here isn't just copying and pasting the AI's version. The source emphasizes asking for a side-by-side comparison. You look at your original draft with all its flaws right next to the AI's proposed fixes. It isn't just about getting a better About Me page today. It acts as a personalized masterclass to help you improve your own writing skills for the future.
That concept of brutal honesty leads perfectly into the final point from the source material, which I think is arguably the most profound shift for a solo business owner. Using AI as a brutally honest accountability coach.
Oh, this is the one that really hit home for me.
It is incredibly powerful. As a solopreneur, you don't have a boss checking in on your quarterly goals. Yeah. You don't have performance reviews. It is very easy to let things slide.
Totally.
The text outlines a structured prompt where you have the AI review your monthly and yearly business goals against the data of what you actually accomplished.
And because it is an AI, it doesn't care about your excuses. You might say, I didn't blog this month because I was slammed with editing. An AI looks at your time tracking data and says, actually, your editing volume is down 10% this month compared to last year. You are likely procrastinating due to marketing anxiety.
It is completely unemotional. It analyzes your output objectively. But what makes it a coach rather than just a calculator is that it is sophisticated enough to separate normal business noise from genuinely bad behavioral patterns.
What do you mean by noise?
Like, if you miss a revenue goal because it's January, and January is historically a slow season for weddings in your region, or because you had an unavoidable personal emergency, the AI recognizes that context.
Okay, that makes sense.
But if you consistently fail to send out your marketing emails because you claim you are too busy, while your screen time data shows 3 hours a day on social media, the AI will flag that specific pattern. It then provides a concrete, adjusted plan to get you back on track.
It just highlights the sheer value of having a purely logical partner. When you are running a business by yourself, everything feels so emotional.
It really does.
A bad month feels like the absolute end of the world. A critical email from a client ruins your entire week.
Oh.
Having an unemotional analytical system to look at the raw data and say, you are actually fine, the business is healthy, you just need to adjust this one specific behavior, is incredibly grounding.
It's an anchor in the chaos. Which raises an important question, though, when we step back and look at everything we've covered today.
Yeah, so what does this all mean for you, the listener? Let's just summarize the journey we took. We've talked about integrating these highly specific, powerful back office tools into your workflow. We are talking about using AI to score your leads as a secret bouncer, using Perplexity to research and pitch commercial clients,
remixing your copy with the five-layer framework.
Right. Inventing new pricing models, hunting down the dangerous assumptions in your launches, running 247 automations with tools like Tasklet, analyzing zipped financial data,
securely checking your legal contracts with tools like Cowork Legal.
Yes, and finally, using AI as a ruthless editor and accountability coach. We are talking about taking a chaotic, exhausting solopreneur operation and transforming it into a streamlined, strategically sound business.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, why does this matter? It matters because every single hour you save not doing manual data entry, not stressing over whether a contract is going to ruin you, not struggling to write a marketing email from scratch, or trying to figure out why you missed your monthly revenue goals.
Yeah.
Every one of those hours is an hour you can spend actually looking through the viewfinder.
Yeah.
That human connection with your subject, that artistic vision you bring to a shoot, is why you started the business in the first place.
Beautifully said. You didn't buy a camera to become a data analyst, a paralegal, or a full-time copywriter. Yeah. You bought it to create art and capture moments.
Precisely. And the technology is finally here to let you get back to doing exactly that.
Well, we want to leave you with a final thought to mull over today as you head back into your business. If AI is successfully managing your 12-month overarching strategy, flagging the hidden dangers in your legal contracts, privately scoring your leads before you even meet them, and holding you brutally accountable to your goals, what exactly will the definition of running a photography business look like 5 years from now?
It is a fascinating proposition to consider. Will the entire business side become completely automated in the background, leaving only pure human connection and your unique artistic vision as your sole daily responsibilities?
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you have the tools to start building that reality today. Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive into the AI back office. We hope it gave you some incredible, actionable strategies to take back your time.
Until next time, keep creating and let the machines handle the paperwork.